So here's part two. Again, we do have our teachers are usually paired up for two classes. They have English and science, or math and social studies, or math and science. So they'll have a core group of teachers for their core subjects. Another question that we usually get each year from parents is, can they request teachers? Yes, you can, and we can start the requests halfway through May. So May 15th on to the last day of school, we'll take teacher requests, and we'll try to do the best that we can to honor them. Every student will get an agenda binder when they're here at Parkview to write down their homework assignments. I will tell you, a great indicator for a child's success at secondary schools or Parkview is, do they have their agenda binders filled out? If they have their agenda binders filled out, they're going to be on top of things, and they'll make sure they have what they need. If they don't complete their agenda binders, I guarantee you that will be a problem. So we will provide those, and we'll make sure that you get texted that information when they are provided for students. We do teach a social skill every day, and there's a couple here that I'm looking at on our website, on our PowerPoint. One of the skills is, hey, don't worry about anything else other than just doing your job. Try to keep kids focused because everybody wants to get involved with other people's things sometimes. And we just say, just do your job. Simple. Do be the best student, best person you can be. And that's your simple job, and we want you to do that. Another social skill example is, how do we disagree appropriately with someone? And, you know, our steps were, you look at the person in the eye, use a pleasant voice, tell why you feel differently, give a reason, and listen to the other person's perspective. So we do have a social skill each week. We also have three main school rules: be responsible, be respectful, and be safe. Those are simple things that we want kids to do. And every time if I have to talk to a child, or we ask teachers if they have to talk to a child, we let them know, hey, we ask them those questions. So for instance, if someone's continually late to class, I would probably ask that person, you know, like, how can you be more responsible? You're not getting the class on time. Do we need to escort you? Do you need an escort? Things like that. So we usually try to keep everything that happens at school directed to our three simple school rules: being safe, being respectful, and being responsible. We do have a great teacher presence here at school. There's teachers and staff members continually walking around, which is a great thing. You know, we do have an honors math class, and if students do qualify for honors math, we will place them based on their end of year assessment or state test scores. If you would like your child to just kind of make sure that they're in honors math, you can certainly email me over the summer, and we can kind of see if they meet some of that criteria. So you can email me at frank_tucci, T-U-C-C-I, at ycjusd.us. We have a lot of interventions and elective classes, or, you know, various elective classes for kids. Like I said earlier in the podcast, study skills, art, band, choir, STEM, our elective wheel where they take one class every quarter, technology, AVID, and they can take 3 years of something if they'd like. For instance, my son loved band, so band was part of our elective, our wheel. When my son was here as a sixth grader, then he took band as a seventh grader and eighth grader as well. So, you know, if a child likes Spanish, he could take Spanish on the wheel, and then an intro to Spanish for seventh graders, and then a Spanish 1 for eighth graders, and they can start Spanish 2 as a high schooler. So we do have a lot of different electives for kids, and those are all on the web, on our PowerPoint, which is located on our website. Trying to think of other announcement, other things. You know, we are here. A simple thing that people ask: if my kid's having problems with another kid, what do we do? And we usually let them know to report it to an adult. And then the best thing that we try to do is to bring two kids together. So I'll bring them in my office and sit them around a table, and we'll figure some things out that we need to figure out. I think it's always best face to face, and the most important thing is away from a crowd, because be surprised, two people get in an argument and cell phones come out and recordings go up on social media. So just tell your child, hey, if you have a problem with someone, let an adult know, let Mr. Tucci know. I'm in front of the school every morning and every dismissal. And some of the steps that we can do is making sure we adjust kids' schedules, We give them space, places where they need to be, so they're not near one another. No contact contracts. And we'll usually kind of have face-to-face meetings with parents about that. So here are some other questions from students. Can I please have a class with my best friend? We try to not see who's friends or whatever, and we try to make sure that everybody is placed appropriately and fairly. And you may have a class with the best friend, and you may not. Somebody asked, are sixth graders going to have classes with seventh graders? There's some that do. So if you do have a yearbook class, you'll have sixth, seventh, and eighth. If you have a band, beginning band, and you want that whole year for beginning band, you might have sixth and seventh graders. Do you have homework every single night? We have about 30 minutes of homework a night. How many teachers are we going to have? You could have about six, or you could have something lower than that, but you're going to have probably about four or more teachers. Are the bathrooms clean? I sure hope they are, and we try to. We have a custodial crew that comes in every day. Are the classes going to be fun? I think they are. Are kids allowed to look at their phones for math? Every teacher has their own set of rules for phones in the classroom. And are we going to see sixth graders at all? Yes, you will. Do we have good food? I think it's pretty good. Do we get lockers? Yes, you do, for PE class only, so you can leave your PE clothes and shoes in there. How long are the periods? Are 55 minutes. How long is lunch? 30 minutes. Again, those are all questions that we receive from students. So, you know, what I want to let parents know is Parkview is a school designed to be student-focused, student-centered, when there's no adult here that's too busy not to help and not to craft the school the best that they can to help your child. So visit our website. Follow us on Instagram at PVMS Eagle Pride. Again, at PVMS Eagle Pride. Follow us on Instagram. And that's our podcast with some of the information that we have. Lastly, somebody asked about Summer Bridge. Tentatively, we do have a Summer Bridge scheduled Monday through Thursday, beginning July 9th. From 8 to 12, and we'll have signups on our website. So we'll try to put that up here during the month of May. So, and we'll text that information out. So we'll have a 3-week summer bridge here at Parkview. So just want to let people know that. Okay. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to email me, frank_tucci@ycjusd.us. Have a great evening. Thank you for listening. And we will, hopefully, we'll see you on Thursday. But again, if you can't make it on Thursday, don't sweat it. All the information, we'll make sure we put it on our website as well. Have a great evening.